Okay, let's bring in Mr. Alan Rowland from California now. Mr. Rowland, what makes Bahrain different from Libya for the West, would you say?
Pretty obvious. First of all, Bahrain has one of the blackest human rights records in the Persian Gulf region. And is not. So the question is, why does the United States support such a repressive regime? And could it possibly be because the United States considers Bahrain a proxy to confront the hegemony of Iran in the region? Yes. Countering Iran is the major factor behind U.S. support for Bahrain, and explains the muted references from Washington and for the obvious brutality that's happening there. There's only one newspaper that's actually publishing for the rebels there. So, and let's not forget the foreign soldiers, and most recently the Saudi forces who have entered the emirate. So, literally, the tactics used against peaceful demonstrators in Bahrain is the worst kind. But it's because we have a vested interest in there. Remember, the Bahrain is a member of the Gulf Corporation Council, dominated by Saudi Arabia, our stooge in the Middle East. And it's there to prevent Iranian and Shiite influence spreading in the region. It's also the base of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, which is so important for America's strategy in the Gulf and Middle East at large. This is the old world order, still maintaining its power. Despite the words, that's where we are, that's where we're putting down, because we have the fleet there, and we're maintaining our posture against Iran.
Okay, the UN has not taken any steps against the campaign of terror in Bahrain. What makes the world body so indifferent when it comes to human rights violations in Bahrain?
Well, guess what? The UN, NATO, the UN, please. I mean, they're all literally run by the West anyway. So Bahrain is a key factor, but think of it in terms of the big picture, as I just said. The big picture is it's our buttress against Iran, the Shiites in Iran. So that's the picture. We are still demonizing Iran, and the big picture, old world order, that's it. We see Iran as the demon that we have to deal with now, and Bahrain is a key factor in maintaining that situation, particularly with the Shiites. So, and particularly with our Navy connection there, U.S. Navy Fifth Fleet connection. So that's why. That's why we're not doing anything about it. Because, quite honestly, it's a toothless. We're talking through both ends of our mouth. It's the Obama straddle. We want to see democracy. We want to see the Arab Spring, but only in situations which we can stay in control. This is a situation which we can't stay in control, and so we have to protect it. And so we're putting up, particularly with the Saudi people in there. We're using the hard fist in Bahrain because we're maintaining our posture, particularly against Iran.
Thank you very much. That is Alan Rowland, an online columnist from California.